Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Fat Loss Simplified podcast, where we teach you how you can lose 20 or more pounds of fat, heal your relationship with food, and be proud of what you see in the mirror without obsessing over food choices, spending hours in the gym, or giving up your social life. And today we're going to talk about a topic that I hear people mention an awful lot, and that is, what do I do when I have a slow metabolism? And specifically, what I wanted to address today is three reasons why your metabolism is slow and what you can do about it. But before we get into any of that, I wanted to just remind you about a couple opportunities that are available for you here at the show. Number one, and this is the most important one, it's the only way that you can guarantee that you can continue to hear the Fat Loss Simplified Systems information that we put out, and that is to go ahead and hit the subscribe or follow button on your podcast player of choice, because not only does it guarantee that you continue to get information from us, but it also helps us to grow the show and helps us to reach more people that are seeking for answers on how they can lose fat in a simple, sustainable way. In addition to that, if you're listening along and you're thinking to yourself, you know what, I really could use some help figuring out the fat loss puzzle for myself, then go ahead, look at the links in the show notes below, and you'll find one of the links is a free lifestyle audit. And you can click that link. It'll take you to my calendar booking page on my website, and you can schedule a time on my calendar. And what that time allows us to do is just to sit down, have a conversation about what you've tried in the past, what things have and haven't worked, and then we work together to put a plan together for you so that you can see sustainable results for yourself and start looking and feeling your best today. Now, with all that being said, let's get right into the show. I think that anyone who has ever been on a diet would agree with the fact that one of the most frustrating things that you can encounter is a slow metabolism. Now, for those of you that might not be used to thinking about fat loss in terms of metabolism, your metabolism is what determines whether or not you lose fat and how efficient your body is in losing fat. It is the barometer that measures the stress that your body is encountering and then either raises your metabolic rate or lowers your metabolic rate in order to help your body reach energy balance. One thing that we need to understand in terms of metabolism is that your body is always trying to reach energy balance, which means that your body doesn't necessarily want you to lose fat as the primary objective, but your body wants you to reach a place where your stress and your recovery are equal. So you're stressing your body, and in equal parts, you're able to recover so that you're really staying the same. Your body loves to be in a place where it stays the same, which is why things like exercise and diet become important, and changing those things up periodically is what helps you to keep making progress into the future. And this is one of the mistakes that people make. One of the mistakes that people make is that they always set one primary objective and then they keep that primary objective, and that primary objective never really changes. And so that's mistake number one. And let me be a little bit more specific. Specifically, the primary objective that most people continuously set is that of fat loss. And so most people find themselves in a continual mindset, and they find themselves in a continual process of dieting. And actually, that is not really doing you any favors. Actually, it's 100%. Not doing you any favors when it comes to your slowing metabolism, because your metabolism adapts and reacts to the inputs that we give it. And so if you're in a place where you're continuously dieting, that means that your metabolism is continuously adapting to make itself lower and lower, which ironically just makes it harder and harder to lose fat over time. And so most people don't phase their goals. Think of it this way. Every single athletic endeavor has a season. Think about the NFL. They have a certain season in which they play football. And why don't they play all year long? Well, the reason they don't play all year long is because their body wouldn't be able to handle it. They cannot put themselves through that kind of pressure all of the time. There needs to be a season in which they play hard, but there also needs to be a season in which they recover. And dieting is no different. If you're trying to lose fat, there needs to be a period of time in which your main objective is to lose fat, but that also needs to be followed up with a season in which losing fat is not the objective, but in which building muscle is the objective. Which brings us to the second mistake that people make, and it's not just that they're continuously dieting, but most people are under-muscled. Most people have an extreme lack of muscle, and that's usually caused by continuously dieting. And so someone who is always thinking to themselves, I need to be in a caloric deficit, I need to move more, I need to eat less, I need to do these extreme things, and they're always trying to lose fat, and they're stepping on the scale every day and seeing the numbers fluctuate, they're getting frustrated, then they're cutting their calories even more. Somebody who is going through that type of mental strain and going through dieting and that kind of process is also losing a ton of muscle throughout that process. And the ironic thing about that process is that the more weight they try to lose and the more fat that they try to lose, the more muscle they lose in the process, which in the future just sets the stage for them to gain the fat back even faster. Because another thing that we need to understand about fat loss is that getting the fat off and losing weight is only half the battle. Maintaining that weight is the second half of the battle. And that battle can only be won if you're putting in the work to put muscle back onto your body, because muscle is aesthetically pleasing and muscle takes a lot of calories to maintain. And so when you eat food, you want to have a lot of muscle on your body, because the more muscle you have, the more flexibility you have to eat more food without putting on fat. The more ability you have to burn extra calories while you sit at your desk during the day and not having to even think about it. And so the first two mistakes is that most people continuously diet and they never give themselves a break. And the second mistake is that because of that continuous dieting, they never shift their focus to putting on muscle. They continuously lose muscle and make it that much more hard for them to keep the weight off in the future. And then lastly, the thing that might be slowing down your metabolism is a lack of sleep. And although this sounds super simple, remember back to what I said earlier in this episode, is that your body is always trying to reach a place of homeostasis, particularly when it comes to energy. And two of the things that impact that is stress and the amount of food and recovery that we give our body. And one of the most important recovery tools that we can give our body is sleep. And so if we are losing out on sleep, then our body is going to slow down our metabolic processes in order to compensate for the fact that it's not getting the recovery that it needs. And so if you've ever found yourself thinking, you know what, the reason why I can't lose fat and get the body of my dreams is because my metabolism is just so slow and there's absolutely nothing that I can do about it, I want you to check up on these three things. Am I continuously dieting and trying to lose fat? And if you are, that's likely one of the problems. Do I ever try to eat in a calorie surplus while also strength training so that I can add muscle as well as metabolic flexibility to my life? And if you don't do that on a periodic basis, then that's likely another piece of the puzzle that's the problem. And then thirdly, do I have a consistent sleep pattern? And if I do, am I consistently getting between 7.5 to 8 hours of sleep? And if you're not, then that's also a piece of the puzzle. And if you have all three of those things that are off, then that's definitely the problem. And so you can start getting to work on those things, start revving up your metabolism so that you can start seeing better results in the gym today. And if you want to expedite the entire process and get my personal help implementing these things, then go ahead and once again, schedule a free lifestyle audit. It is totally free, and we'll put together a plan customized just for you, taking into account your likes, dislikes, and your personal lifestyle, as well as your busy schedule. So go ahead and schedule a free lifestyle audit today so that you can start looking and feeling your very best. And with all that being said, hope you have a phenomenal day, and I'll talk to you soon. Oh, and today we have something brand new. We just released our Lose Fat Like Crazy ebook. And in that ebook, you receive the answers to the 7 most common questions that our clients come to us asking, and they're answers that, when implemented, will allow your body to start releasing fat right away. In addition to that, there's also a bonus of 50 macro-friendly recipes so that we've done all the heavy lifting for you. You don't have to think about which macros will fit into which meals. We've basically handed you the keys. So go down to the show notes below, click on the link, Lose Fat Like Crazy ebook, and download your copy today.